Good morning. This is Ken Sternfeld, and I am speaking to you from the Care One Direct Newswire Room, sponsored by PharmaZam and broadcast over the Pharmacy Podcast Network. 1 week after granting an emergency use authorization for the country's first COVID-19 vaccine, U.S. regulators have followed up with another RNA vaccine, this one made by Moderna of Cambridge, Massachusetts. The emergency use authorization followed quickly after a panel of external advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted unanimously, with one abstention, to recommend use of the vaccine on December 17th. 1 week earlier, the agency authorized a similar vaccine made by Pfizer of New York City and BioNTech of Mainz, Germany, about a week after UK regulatory authorities did the same. The speed of these authorizations reflects the urgency of the pandemic and is a testament to the scientific advances that made rapid vaccine development possible, said immunologist James Hildreth, president of Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Tennessee, at a panel meeting this past Thursday. To go from having a sequence of a virus in January to having two vaccines available the following December is a remarkable achievement. The authorization is a first for Moderna, a 10-year-old biotechnology company that has a long pledge to revolutionize medicine by harnessing RNA as a therapeutic agent, but had yet to push a drug or vaccine all the way through to the clinic. It will join a growing list of organizations with coronavirus vaccines that are being deployed around the world, including teams in China and Russia. In the United States, the vaccine offers a glimmer of hope amidst the process of a tough winter. The country is logging thousands of deaths from coronavirus every day, and this is expected to rise over the holiday winter season. Coronavirus infections are so rampant that Moderna was able to reach the primary endpoint of its trial 5 months earlier than expected, said Jacqueline Miller, senior vice president and head of infectious disease for the company. Moderna's vaccine, which was developed in collaboration with the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, works in the same way that the one produced by Pfizer and BioNTech did. Both consist RNA molecules encased in lipid nanoparticles. The RNA in both vaccines encodes a slightly modified form of the SARS-CoV-2 protein known as a spike, which enables the virus to infect human cells. Once taken up by the cells, the RNA is used to produce the protein, which then triggers an immune response. The RNA does not enter the nucleus where the cell's genome resides and is degraded by the cell within a day of the injection. Like Pfizer's vaccine, Moderna's seems to be highly effective, about 94% at preventing symptomatic SARS-CoV-2 infections. Its safety profile is also similar to Pfizer's, with fatigue, headache, and pain at the site of injection among the most often cited side effects. Since the Pfizer vaccine was rolled out in the United Kingdom and in the United States, there have been occasional reports of recipients experiencing severe allergic reactions called anaphylaxis after being injected. There have been no signs of such reactions so far in the Moderna trial, which excluded people who have had anaphylactic reactions to previous vaccines, but not those with other allergies, such as reactions to food. The two vaccines differ in the composition of the lipid nanoparticle that encases the RNA, and Moderna's formulation allows the vaccine to be stored at higher temperatures than Pfizer's, which must be kept at 0-70 degrees Celsius, much colder than a normal freezer. Moderna's vaccine can be stored at minus 20 degrees Celsius for 6 months and in a refrigerator at about 4 degrees Celsius for 30 days. This promises to streamline the logistics of deploying the vaccine, particularly in rural areas and in countries with limited healthcare infrastructure. Continuing trials, the FDA advisors have spent much of the December 17th committee meeting discussing when and how to offer a vaccine to participants in the placebo arm of Moderna's trial after an emergency use authorization is granted. Once a coronavirus vaccine becomes available, participants might choose to leave the trial to guarantee that they can get a jab with the right medication. Maintaining the integrity of clinical trials after vaccine authorization to collect data on long-term safety and the duration of protection is a looming challenge for developers. Last week, Pfizer proposed that when its participants become eligible to receive a vaccine as part of a national rollout, study investigators will tell them whether they received a vaccine or a placebo. Moderna has instead proposed to unblind its whole trial at once after it receives an emergency use authorization, telling all of its participants which treatment they have received, and offering to vaccinate those in the placebo arm using doses that have already been set aside for the clinical trial. Some FDA advisors cautioned that this approach would sacrifice valuable weeks of data collection and allow some participants to receive the vaccine ahead of others in similar priority groups in their communities. Others argue that although the approach is not ideal, it might be necessary given the complexity of the vaccine rollout in the United States, where individual state and local governments will set their own priorities. "It's such a hodgepodge here, it's impractical," said biostatistician Jeanette Lee at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock. Using trial participants, the vaccine could help the company keep them enrolled in the study so that it can continue to collect data about safety and immunity, said Lindsay Baden, an infectious disease specialist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts, who was asked by Moderna to speak about the issue to the committee. Some healthcare workers who participated in the trial were already leaving to get the Pfizer vaccine, he said. "If we lose our volunteers, the opportunity to learn anything further will be substantially impaired, he said. "We have to be practical." A call out to McKesson, who has staged their trucks to deliver millions of these vaccines, much greater in quantity than the Pfizer rollout 1 week ago. They are a stone's throw from FedEx hubs in Memphis, who along with UPS will be distributing these to many more distribution points because of the ability to store it differently and to move it differently and to get it into the arms of Americans at a faster pace. This is an exciting time in our world. It's an exciting time in the battle against coronavirus. So we wanted to bring this breaking news to you immediately as it unfolded. This is Ken Sternfeld speaking to you from the Care One Direct Newswire Room, bringing you breaking news all the time. This is sponsored by Pharmazam, a leader in life-saving pharmacogenomic DNA test kits. We thank you and look forward to continuing the dialogue.